Commit your ways to me. Words from Jesus.
Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for Him to act. Psalm 37, 4-5 and 7. When you call out to me, when you seek me, when you bring your petitions before me, I hear each and every one. I know the desires of your heart, and that which you seek. Even before you call, I know the thoughts and intents of your heart, and the desires that rest there. Sometimes the desires that are within your heart conflict with the things I have called you to do, and it is at these times that you must seek me to find where my will truly lies. There are times when the desire of your heart and my will are the same, for I have placed that desire in your heart. But there are other times when the desire of your heart is just that, the desire of your heart, and this can be in conflict with my will. There have been many who have come to a crossroads in their life, whether they would follow my call or follow the desire of their heart. This becomes a test, a decision to make. It is always best to choose my will, because that is where my fullest blessings rest. I know your heart. Nothing in creation is hidden from my sight. I know your every thought and desire. I know even the secret desires of your heart that nobody else knows. I know all your longings, hopes, and aspirations. I know your secret dreams, and I hear your every prayer. My heart is moved to bless you and use you and anoint you in accordance with your desperation and yieldedness and faithfulness to me. As you open your heart to me, so will I open my heart to you. As you lift up your hands in prayer to me, in desperation, so will I open my hands and pour forth unto you in abundance. As you kneel before me in humility, admitting your need for me and crying out to me for help, I will lift you up and raise you up and give you strength that you know not of. I love you with an everlasting love. My love for you is unconditional. It is without limit. Nothing you can do or say will change the fact that I love you, just you. I died for you. I gave my life for you. And I am always here with open arms for you, just you. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Psalm 139, 1-5, 17-18. Never cast out. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. John 6:37. Do not be afraid to come to me, for all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. I have no harsh words for you. I have no rebuke. I do not condemn you or look down upon you. So be not afraid or worried to come to me. I have gifts for you that await your coming. I have treasures of my love. I have cleansing power from my spirit. I have the soothing balm of peace that I wish to anoint your forehead with. I have the restoring blessing of sleep that I wish to touch you with. I have the inner calm of trust that I wish to place around your shoulders as a garment of protection to protect you from the evil darts of the enemy. I have jewels from my word that I wish to present to you. Designed for union. I designed you to live in union with me. This union does not negate who you are. It actually makes you more fully yourself. When you try to live independently of me, you experience emptiness and dissatisfaction. You may gain the whole world, but lose everything that really counts. Find fulfillment through living close to me, yielding to my purposes for you. Though I may lead you along paths that feel alien to you, trust that I know what I am doing. If you follow me wholeheartedly, you will discover facets of yourself that were previously hidden. I know you intimately, far better than you know yourself. In union with me, you are complete. In closeness to me, you are transformed more and more into the one I designed you to be. My creation. I love you with a great love, and I love you just as you are. I have made you a vessel in my hand, a vessel of my love and understanding. Don't look on the gifts that you think you do not have, but understand that I have given you gifts of love, understanding, and prayer. With these gifts, you can accomplish more than with the other gifts you may think you need. For love is the greatest gift, and mercy and understanding are its companions. Be filled with my love and know of my love for you. I see your love and I behold your beauty. If I, who see all, see you in great love, then trust that you are loved. Trust that you are my creation, made to fulfill my purpose in my will. Accept the way you are, for you are a vessel of my making, my love, and my will. My love for you is unconditional, and I long to show it to you as much as you will let me. The more closely you follow me, and the more diligently you keep your heart close to me, loving me and heeding my words, the more I am able to manifest my love in your life. I have great desire to manifest my love. I long to pour it forth abundantly, that you might revel in it and marvel at it, and drink it in and fill yourselves to overflowing. So great is my love toward you. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 4:15-16.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.